Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive. He's alive in our heart. He's alive in heaven. He's alive sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and will soon return for his bride to take to his Father's house. So this is 12 roles of Jesus I am. Jesus said, I said I am several times. So we're going to go through those things and find out what his roles are. Number two, the resurrection and the life. Jesus says, I am. This is found in John 11, 25 through 26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This is King James here. So this is Jesus getting ready to raise up Lazarus in front of Mary and Martha, his sisters, Lazarus' sisters. And he's dead. He's been dead 4 days. And Jesus has to remind him, hey, I am the resurrection and the life. They were blaming him, says, Jesus, if you were here, you could have saved him. So they knew Jesus as Savior, at least from saving them from death, but they didn't know that he had power over death, and this was a picture of power over death. And when he finally defeated death on the cross, he took the keys where death no longer was in power. So anybody who's born again, Jesus has the keys of death and hell, and we're going to talk about that further down, I think. So one thing we need to know about Jesus being the resurrection of life is that is because sin into this world that every man is given once to die, then face judgment. So there's no way for us to escape death. We've had two people in history, according to the Bible, that did escape death. Enoch, who walked with God and then was taken. And then you had Elijah, where he got a ride on a chariot. So those two people that did not face death, they never died. And there's going to be a generation, too, that's not going to face death. They have learned to die to self. They have learned to be dead to sin, but alive to righteousness. That's the bride of Christ that Jesus is coming for, and they won't face physical death. But there's an elementary teaching, which means elementary, right, that every man is given once to die, then face judgment. So we need to know this. Death has lost its sting. So even if you do die before Jesus returns, death has lost its sting. It means you're not going to face a second death, which is eternal death in hell over and over and over for eternity. Death has lost its sting. I've heard a lot of people, too, that who have died temporarily. They were taken out of the body. They had to have those things on them clear, several times. And they came back and they said they didn't feel any pain or in suffering when they when they die, the sting was even taken out of that. In fact, their spirit was taken before the body felt it, I guess. Handed over to death. That's another thing we got to know as a Christian, which I've never even heard taught on. That God is always handing us over to death. Not that we can live in death, but that we can understand the difference between life and death. Paul is the one that says that he was, because he was handed over to death all the time, that it would bring life into you. And that's what happens when you see people go through hard, difficult times. That's them being handled to death. And when you see them go through it with their head up high, looking for the redemption draws nigh, it brings life to those who are watching somebody else. But we're all brought through the shadow of death, right? The valley of the shadow of death, we just talked about last lesson. So we're also handed over to death so that those things may fall off on us, and so we may only have life in us. And scripture says we weep for a night, but in the morning there is joy. And so there are trials and tribulations that God is trying to separate us from our old ways, trying to separate us from things that we at one time we didn't think was wrong, but it was actually killing us, is actually bringing death into our life. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it brings death. And a lot of those things we're not even aware of. And so we need to know that there may be weeping for a night, there may be a struggle, and if that, that valley of shadow of death, but God is going to bring us through those things. Weep for a night, but there's joy in the morning. And then the smell of death and life. Paul's also talking about that. It says to those, the cross is this, the smell, life. But to those who have taken it, to those who are not receiving it, it's a smell of death. That's how we Christians are. I need to, when I'm seeing you die to the things of this world, but alive to Christ, I smell life. But to those people you work with, or maybe to your friends, or not going to church, or not serving the Lord, you smell like death, And so, because why would you want to do that? Why would you, a lot of it's over moralism. Of course, Christ Jesus is not about a moralism. It's about you know, about eternal life. It's about him. We become righteous of God. Nobody's going to come be perfectly moral. And what set of morals are you going to choose anyway? We, as Christians that follow Christ, we will be moral, and the more moral we will be. But anyway, back to the smell of death and life, okay? So as a Christian, your non-believer friends are not going to like your lifestyle. To them, you're going to be the smell of death. Why would you want to, you know, reduce yourself to only one woman? That's when you can have all these women. Why do you want to reduce yourself? Why do all these things you won't do? Why don't you come out and party anymore? Man, why have you limited yourself so much? To them, it's death. But to those who are walking in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, it's life. It's life. And when you look back, when you get to the other side, and you look back and say, you know what? All those women, all those men, all those nights of partying, all those things, in the end, really didn't bring me life. I had to go back out and it just ruined our lives. How many people's lives have been ruined, not only in this lifetime, but forevermore? So that's something we need to know. When Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, that he's going to take you through things. Now, Lazarus is actually taken through physical death. And he actually had to do that twice, because he died physically twice. But anyway, there's going to be things that we're going to feel like death. You know, death warmed over. There's things that God has taken us through because he wants those things to fall away. But there is a resurrection. There is, you know, sorrow for the night, but joy in the morning, if we're willing to go through that season of death, where we're no longer that person who we used to be. There are four seasons. There is a spring. There is a summer. There is a fall, and death starts in. And winter, death. But there is a spring where joy comes up and new birth. And so we need to know that sometimes we're just going to feel like death warmed over, but know this, it's working in us for our good.